Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 80 of the Minor Prophets. Today we continue our study of Malachi with a devotion titled, A Warning to Church Leaders. Max Lucado once wrote, "A nation is blessed when it has godly leaders." Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. "And now, O priests, this command is for you. If you will not listen, if you will not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts, then I will send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Indeed, I have already cursed them, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your offspring, and spread dung on your faces, the dung of your offerings, and you shall be taken away with it. So shall you know that I have sent this command to you, that my covenant with Levi may stand, says the Lord of hosts. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him. It was a covenant of fear, and he feared me. He stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and no wrong was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many from iniquity. For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and people should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by your instruction. You have corrupted the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. And so I make you despised and abased before all the people. Inasmuch as you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your instruction." The second chapter of Malachi deals with leadership and stewardship. These two are vitally connected. Scripture teaches that we are to be stewards of everything the Lord has entrusted us, including giftings, callings, time, and resources. Every Christian leader has spiritual influence. Therefore, they must take seriously the stewardship of this influence. Proper leadership requires faithful stewardship. In verse 1, Malachi addresses priests. God refers to the spiritual leaders of Israel from the tribe of Levi, who were responsible for leading his people in spiritual matters and bringing glory to God's name. However, they were not living up to their commitment. God tells them through Malachi that if they do not bring honor to his name, what was once their source of blessings will become curses. The consequences for the actions of the priests will be severe if they do not amend their ways. In verse 3, Malachi warns that God will rebuke your offspring. Many times, the children of spiritual leaders suffer the consequences of the ungodly ways of their parents. In the same verse, we also discover that God will take the dung of their offerings, smear it on their faces, and remove them from their leadership positions. This is a graphic picture of how ugly their sins were in the sight of God. In verses 5 and 6, God reminds his leaders of the covenant relationship they once had with him. These priests once feared God and stood in awe of Him. Previously, these leaders taught God's laws and walked in righteousness. It is the responsibility of priests to protect the knowledge and instruction they give to others as messengers of the Lord. That's straight out of verse 7. However, God clearly reveals to them that they have turned aside from the way and caused many to stumble. That's verse 8. Their unfaithfulness is so severe that God says they have corrupted the covenant of Levi. Verse 9 declares God's judgment on the sins of the priest. God would make them despised and humiliated before the people. Their punishment would fit the crime. From verse 9, "Inasmuch as you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your instruction." At the same level they disobeyed God, God will make them despised. Since the priest despised God, God would cause them to be despised. A fitting punishment. Some questions to consider. How does today's scripture highlight the consequences of unfaithfulness to God's covenant? How can Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 through 9 apply to our current commitments to the Lord? And finally, what does today's scripture teach about the need for faithful pastors to teach the truth of God's word correctly? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.